I just came from my first hockey game in maybe a month, and God, it was really a new experience for me. I'd say half the game I spent, I was like, almost didn't want to go play, which is unusual. Haven't been feeling great lately, and a lot of what's the point? So, I don't know, I had a lot of pain the last game, of a physical problem, and then just some frustration with a lot of it, and I just wasn't sure I should bother playing anymore. I really spent the first half of the game, like, so sad. I think I even teared up at one point, just feeling like I'm not getting pleasure from this thing that used to be my home. Ugh. And so, I mean, I know the game much better than the level in the league that I'm playing at, or frankly, that I'm physically that capable of playing at anymore, or at least at the moment where I'm at. And so things happen that I would get frustrated with because I wanted things to be played quote-unquote the right way. Like, I was used to orienting to that as my ideal of where to move and what to do, but I just started to kind of give up, I guess, in the sense that and in that weirdness of this sort of giving up, which looked like, let's say, not coming all the way down to our red line, goal line for breakout pass. You know, kind of saving my legs and also knowing they probably couldn't make the pass there. So just kind of tactically picking different center ice place to be when we were in our defensive zone. That's just one example, but lots of choices like that. Choices that, had I felt any better, would have just felt lazy to me, but I didn't care anymore. And I obviously wasn't going to change my team, and they're all very nice, but I had to play with how they're going to play. And I don't know, somehow, by the time we got into the third period, a couple things, maybe it was just this one play, I got a really good pass. Surprisingly well made. I was surprised, maybe because I had been paying attention. Like, I really spent the first part of the game feeling like, maybe I shouldn't play anymore. What else does this mean? Anyway, and I made a really good, setup. Good forward pass to somebody who's breaking for the net, which we weren't making passes like that for the most part. And she scored. It was very satisfying. I mean, the thing is, what I thought before this play was, we were well into the second period, and I looked at the clock, or maybe it was the third period, and I just thought, ugh. I'm so miserable. I do not want to play overtime. We have to win the game to get it over with. And then in doing this play, and in feeling so satisfied, surprisingly satisfied, because I was still pain-free because I'd been playing really short shifts and my self-described lazy way, tactical way of playing, it had just gotten easier. I didn't have it in me to play harder. To stop more, I was making turns. There's lots of things that to me are not the best way to play hockey, but how I was playing. And then everybody played even harder, and I ended up scoring a goal, like the go-ahead goal, not that much later, on a backhand. I haven't scored that many backhand goals. Very satisfying. And then I felt better. I really didn't expect to be... I hadn't been helping at any points for a long time, so I didn't expect it to happen. I don't know what there's some lesson in this. I mean, I'd like to think I don't need to accomplish to feel like something's worthwhile. But the most satisfying part of the play that put us ahead was really more that the passes were well made and the opportunity was there. That was the goal, was great to feel finished. But the satisfaction was in seeing and feeling the space and being able to be absorbed in the moment of playing and not just feeling and thinking sad thoughts I was mostly thinking before that. This is a very long one, but I guess I'm glad I stayed in the game.